From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Now we come to the final extract from the tape of Bertie Johnson's testimony. We left him last week heading for Manchester, running away in rebellion from his mother and father and from the dereliction that the family affairs had descended down into. In the 13 months that he spends in Manchester, he descends to the lowest depths. Toward the end of that period, he's sleeping in the open air. He's wandering the streets, starving, without shoes. His thoughts turn to his homeland. We take up the story at that point.
And in 13 months, I stayed in Manchester. In those 13 months, I was in four different jobs. I wasn't able to keep the work. And when you're in four different jobs, when you're out of four different jobs and out of work, then you have no money, and when you have no money, you have nowhere to stay. And I say this to my shame tonight, and I don't say it for any boastful reason. I say this to my shame that I remember one afternoon in the city of Manchester with a wristlet watch, I was given a present, taking it off and pawning it across the counter to get something to eat. And I walked on round the streets of Manchester. I could take you to the same street today. I could take you to it and show you where. I walked on with no shoes on my feet and scarcely any clothes on my back and lay out for the night. Because you see, whenever I went over to Manchester, I got in with some boys that I shouldn't have got in with. And things happened that should never have happened. And here I am out on the streets of Manchester, full of rebellion in my heart, vowing every day that I'd never have anything to do with my parents, vowing every day that I would never go home again, no contact from anybody. And here I am out in the streets of Manchester, a young man with a heart full of fear and rebellion and depression. And after 13 months, I got I met a Jewish man on the street. He knew me after I went over, I used to work for him. And he said these words to me. He said, "Son, if you don't go home, you'll die." And of course I knew what he was saying was right. And I got some money and I went home. I got a lift kind of skilling and I got out and made my way out the 12 miles, out the Shore Road, on the main Bundoran Donegal Enniskillen Road. And I didn't know anything about my parents, anything about my people. I came out, and when I come near to the house, I could see that the grass was growing out of the roof. The whole place was changed and dilapidated. Very soon I was told by a neighbour man that my father was in the Musgrave Park Hospital in Belfast, and he was seriously ill with a stroke, and my mother was in the Erin Hospital in Enniskillen, and she was seriously ill with another ailment.
Oh, how hard is the service of sin. The devil is a cruel taskmaster. But you know, sad and all as things are, with Bertie, as he returns home, things get worse. They have yet to go further down. But the story does end with him and a young woman with whom he falls in love, finding the Lord Jesus Christ. I do hope you get the tape and hear the end, the glorious end of this marvelous story. Now we're turning to John's Gospel. We have been looking at the story of another man's pilgrimage, that of Nicodemus. We've entitled our study, "The Pharisee's Pilgrimage from Darkness to Light." I've told you that there are three references to the man Nicodemus in the Gospel of John. One is in chapter 3, where we find him in darkness, ignorant of the Gospel, ignorant of the person of the Lord Jesus, knowing nothing of his need of salvation. Then we come to John chapter 7, where there is a reference again to this man Nicodemus. As I told you last week, 18 months have passed, 18 months in which the land of Israel was privileged to hear the preaching of the Son of God. Nicodemus has begun to come under conviction. The truth has begun to dawn upon him. And he recognizes he's in with the wrong crowd. He's in with the wrong people. And that for all his religious profession, he has nothing. Another 18 months pass. And now the scene in Israel has greatly changed. Whereas there had been crowds flocking to hear the Lord Jesus, and there had been, as it were, a despising of the dead ministry of the Pharisees and the Sadducees by the common people, things have changed. And we find the tide is running against the Lord Jesus. The leaders of the Jews have come to a place of prominence once again. They're in the driving seat, and they're urging on the mob against the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 19, we want to read some verses together. John chapter 19, let's read the verse 38. Here again we come across this man Nicodemus. And after this, that is after the crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. The journey ends here. He who was ignorant of who Christ was is here reverently, lovingly, tenderly, courageously, openly ministering unto Christ by taking his body down from the cross in company with Joseph of Arimathea and laying it in a tomb. Nicodemus is in the daylight now. Why? Because any man who stands with the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment of the Savior's deepest humility and shame is in the light. He knows who Jesus is. Nicodemus won eternal honor with his action. Nicodemus stands above the apostles in this matter. Peter had run away. He didn't come and minister to Christ upon the cross. Neither did John, neither did Matthew. You can name all the apostles, but Nicodemus did. Oh, how timidly he had come to Christ in the night time, lest anybody see him, in John chapter 3. But here he is standing boldly for the Lord in John chapter 19. The pilgrimage is over. He's no longer in the dark. He's in the light. He's standing with Christ. He cares not what men will do unto him or what men will say to him. And his actions, I tell you, have won him eternal honor for doing such a thing. Don't you realize that if you are to become a Christian, if you are to obey the gospel, don't you realize that what is required is for you to step out and say with the old hymn writer, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No matter what men may say or do, won't you own Christ as your Savior and step out of the darkness into the marvelous light of God's salvation? God bless you. Do send for the tape of Bertie Johnson's testimony.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.